Yeah, that was a classic case of the boys trying to ride the track. There was just so much speed early to the post. It didn't let up. And, you know, the riders who sat back in the field, smoked the pipe and let the race unfold in front of them were able to be on that second wave and be too strong. So, yeah, it just was one of those ugly races where the track is racing the way it is and they've probably got overridden it. In hindsight, it's a wonderful thing to go back and relook at that. But, yeah, as you said, sound travelled up really well at the school, but couldn't get clear air and start to build momentum. So, yeah, quite a messy race. Hard race to follow probably going out of it, but take nothing away from Miami Bound, and Jamie Carr's in excellent form and Danny O'Brien can do no wrong.
Do you think that happens now in the Cox Plate, or do you think they thought, well, they would have learnt from that race then, Dwayne?
I think they'll be thinking about backing it off a bit now that they've seen some horses come from the back. So I think you'll see a bit of pressure. It's Cox Plate. It's big money, high stakes, and it changes your life. So there will be definitely pressure to the post the first time, but probably not as much as what we first anticipated. And let's hope it's a clean, even fight and see the best horse win.
Your thoughts, Dino?
Could be
3-2.
Taking the lead. Waiting for that. So good.
He's going to dominate, I think. Now it's going to be 5-2 by the end of the day. I think he's in a groove.
Sorry, he's in a loop. I was on the other channel, so I can't talk at two channels at once. I was on the other channel. Sorry, boys.
I'm going to start calling you Messi, Dino Messi.
Ah, well.
Dino?
Some of us are working.
That's true.
Yeah, messy race, you know, as the boys said, with the speed on and some of the tactics there, yeah, just playing to the track and not their horses. And, yeah, a few that would like it over again, I think. But Miami Bound just kept her revs up out wide and galloping room. Obviously, she was racing, you know, didn't appreciate racing tight. And, Dwayne, that might even go back to when in that Maccabi Divas Stakes when there's that big scrimmage a few weeks ago and she got KO'd. She might have remembered that, and that's why today she appreciated a bit of room.
Yeah, absolutely. They do lose a lot of confidence when they do get punched up in the run. You can fully respect them not wanting to be in that situation again. And when they get clean air and nice smooth running, you see a totally different horse. So, yeah, they get a little bit claustrophobic in there, and they don't like to be, as I say, punched up. So, no, it was a good effort to get to the outside, and she got the job done.
Ocean X ran well, Dean, but can Miami Bound or Ocean X figure in the finish of a Melbourne Cup?
I wouldn't have thought so. I was staggered that, you know, like Ocean X has got its ticket. I didn't think it'd be punching forward like that. I thought it'd just be having a good day out and building and maybe run a place towards a Melbourne Cup. And ultimately it did, but it had a pretty hard run. Etta James ran okay there. Sydney Cup winner. If it came up wet, she's not the worst. And yeah, the sound missed his chance at about the 600. It must be, boys, when you're riding in a race and you see the momentum building out wide and you're just marking time, must be a horrible feeling.
Yeah, it certainly is. He sort of went for that run with Kieran McAvoy, didn't he? And lost it getting into the home bend. It's frustrating when you've got a horse underneath you. You just can't find the hole to go. And as you say, those horses on the outside, when they build momentum, it's hard to pick up again and get back in the race.
Yeah, and probably just knowing Sound too, he is a free rolling horse. He can kick off a high cruise. So once that was, he copped that punch.
He looks keen to ride.
He is. He's a bugger to ride, to be honest. He's probably one of the hardest horses I've tried to have to adapt to in the run. He just, every time you think you've got him and you come back to the pommel of the saddle, he'll take that rein straight away and then you're off again. So he fights you the whole time. That's probably why he hasn't got that killer punch at the end. But even today, I know he got knocked down, but I thought he only sort of just laboured the last little bit.
It must be like a game of chess sometimes, James and Dwayne. Like, you just can't do anything about it, can you? As Dean said, when the wave comes around you and you're stuck in a holding pattern, you've just got to take your medicine, don't you, Dwayne, and just hope things open up. But it must be, as Dean said, a pretty sick feeling.
Yeah, it certainly is. You need an exceptional horse, you know, like an All Too Hard. It's got the acceleration to get you out of trouble when you get in those sticky spots. And horses running over 2,400, they don't have that change-up speed. To when you see the hole there and you can get the opportunity, you just can't quicken down fast enough to get in there, and that's when it all can go pear-shaped. And it's frustrating, but you know, you probably won a lot of races by someone else missing that opportunity, and you win as many the other way around. So, yeah, that's racing.
So, Dwayne, how far away are we now? Half an hour away. What's going on in the jockeys' room right now?
Yeah, it starts to get pretty quiet in there now. Everyone starts to, they've weighed out. They know what's coming. They'll be going back to their seats, looking at their form and going over that. The few of them will be heading to the toilets for the nervous one before the big dance. And, yeah, just starting to get themselves fully focused for the big occasion.
Did you take the form guide in with you, James, when you went in, or was it just a solitary moment in there, or was there more work to be done in the cubicle?
I might have had a few little drips over the paper at some stage.
It's deteriorated. It no wonder I left.
Well, Matty let me
off.
Into it.
I'm like, we are actually on air, Matt.
No, I wasn't inferring anything other than do you still keep thinking when you're in there about the game at hand, or do you take a time out, you know? But obviously you guys are thinking differently.
Let's straighten up for a second. I want to ask Dino, the Cox Plate now, the way the track is played, the rain we've had, is it starting to improve? Horses like Arcadia Queen, who we had a question mark, those that didn't want it too wet, are they back in the game, or have you still got a big question mark amongst those ones?
Yeah, well, it's just a bit of an unknown with Arcadia Queen, whether it's actually, you know, that she was, you know, struggling with the bar plates on and she's hit form and that won't matter, or we'll only find out on the day. But I'd be really interested to see how the three-year-old copes and how much pressure's applied to him because of, you know, how the track's played. I think if he can get through the first half relatively economically with the lightweight and he gets going on his bike early, he'll give them something to chase.
Yeah, was his best scenario the earlier in the day scenario, Dean, where there seemed to be a set pattern? But if the wave does come early and they do ride for the pattern, is that when it'll expose a chink in the three-year-old, do you think?
Oh, I'd like to have seen them sort of swooping all day. Then they might have sat off him a bit more. They might have left him alone more. But when there's a sort of propensity to want to get there, there might be more pressure on him. So you mentioned before, it's a game of chess. Every race is a game of chess, and this is a fascinating one.
In saying that, Dano, what horses can do the work then and put pressure on him?
Well, I could, you know, I'm thinking if he began well, Russian Camelot could do a bit of a Fiorente and go up and try and put the pressure on the three-year-old. Ultimately, he didn't quite peg back Seamus Award, but it didn't stop him from winning a Melbourne Cup 10 days later either. So it'd be interesting to see. He's got to begin cleanly for that to be any sort of possibility, but if he does, he might really take a chance.
If they do ride for the pattern, Dean, and it is game on early and the chips are down and it's just on at the school, who's the last, if it's a last man standing Cox Plate, who's the last man standing?
I think the one that'll be ridden passively, and Dwayne mentioned earlier, it's getting ready for the Melbourne Cup, is Master of Wine. I wouldn't think of him as necessarily a Cox Plate winner, but it's a wet day and it could be a funny run race, as you mentioned. If it was that sort of scenario, he could be the one poking through, getting the cheap runs from an inside draw.
You agreed, Dwayne?
Yeah, I think so. I'd probably like to think that Danny O'Brien and Damien have been beaten the other day, so I reckon this horse will have a bit of a different training regime going into this race. I think it was probably a good thing. It's a bit like a footy team that's been going exceptionally well, get beaten when they expect to win. I think they'll put a lot more pressure on him, just whether he's actually fully seasoned enough for a, you know, Cox Plate at this high pressure. But, you know, they'd like to go on after this, and, you know, I think they'll screw him down for today.
Is there, Dean, is there still an element of a kid on a man's mission with Russian Camelot, with all we know about him and his immaturities? Is that what, if he gets rolled, could that be the factor that rolls him?
Could be, but, you know, with every run he's probably learning, and as Dwayne said, he's probably had a, you know, I mean, that was the run in between that he wasn't necessarily going to have at one stage. He was going to go Underwood straight to the Cox Plate. So he's had that run, ticked him over, and now we're getting to the, you know, screw him right down for the today and then the Melbourne Cup. So, you know, you'd hope that, you know, mentally and physically he's tuning right in.
Dino Aspetar interests me now. He's a horse that can get a strong 2,400 metres.
He can, he gallops out well. I just wonder if the vagaries of the valley are going to actually suit him. I don't think there's many in this year's Cox Plate I'd say that about, but he seems to, you know, on those long extended straights, when he races, really gallop out, and that's where his strength comes from, is a good straight line speed, and you often don't get that as much at the valley.
This Bond punter just had 2,000 each way at 50-1 on Miami Bound to win the Melbourne Cup, and she's now into $51.1350. So there you go. She was at 100-1, now into $34, I should say, after a punter had 2,000 at 50-1.
Have we got time to do a horse by horse now that we're getting closer and closer? Should we have a real good look at this race now, horse by horse?
We've got 5 minutes to Sydney, so let's do it quickly because Dino might have to go and Dwayne. So if we do a couple of quick ones and if we don't get through them, what about just can they win yes and no's? Hawley, should we start with the top? Colding, yep. Dean?
Probably not. No, I think he's going really well. I think James McDonald's got him going beautifully. I just wonder if he's quite good enough.
Winksy?
No.
Dwayne?
Yeah, I agree with Dean.
I agree with Dwayne, who agrees with Dean.
All right, and Humidor, Dino?
Good place chance. Don't know if he can win, but he knows the territory. He's a tough old horse. He could run a place.
Yes.
Can win.
Yep.
Dwayne?
Yeah, he can run on and be there at the finish for sure.
If there's a shock result and it's an attrition race, he might be the one. Yeah, I'm starting to warm to him a little bit.
Fierce Impact, can he run a strong 2,000? Dean?
Oh, it'll be interesting where he gets to the first 200-300 metres. I would have loved him to have a low draw, cheap run, and I'd be saying yes. Just wonder where he's going to get to from the draw.
No for me.
Good enough but bad map for me.
Dwayne?
Good enough. Distance, I don't think is as big a concern as everyone thinks it is.
A tick for you for Master of Wine, Dino?
Oh, a little tick. If there was a blowout winner, I haven't got him in my numbers, but if there was a knockout winner and there's a 40-1 winner, he'd be the one I'd nominate.
No.
Last man standing scenario gives him a little pokey chance.
Dwayne?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Do you give Mugatu a pokey chance, Dino?
Not quite. He's a good horse, but this is another level again.
Best roughy.
Pokey place.
Dwayne.
No for Dwayne as well. This last horse we'll take a look at here because we're going to go to Chris Beaumont with the Bondi not far away. Aspitar. Roger Charlton prepares the English galloper here in the Cox Plate, Dino.
He does, as I said. I just wonder if the valley's going to be the ideal track for him. He's quite a capable horse, and he can build a good speed, but I just wonder if it's the right track for him.
I'd say yes, off his work the other morning.
I reckon he'll flop.
Yeah, I'm saying no at the valley.